Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner,
Rob Parker.
And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked on the Odd Couple. For the next 3 hours, we're on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeart Radio app, or Sirius XM Channel 83, however you may be listening. And we welcome in at the bottom of the hour, former NBA veteran Quentin Richardson, co-host of the Knuckleheads podcast. It'll be fun to talk to him. He's done a good job with that podcast, Rob. And so we'll talk to him about that and some NBA stuff. But the aforementioned Rob Parker is here. What's up, man?
What's happening? How are you, Chris, on this Magic City Monday?
I am great. Had a good weekend, and I'm ready to rock and roll.
It's your anniversary weekend, right?
Yep.
How was it?
It was great. It was great. We spent the weekend in New York and New York City and saw some jazz and a carriage ride. And
it was very romantic.
Steak dinner.
I hope you guys didn't make another set of twins. I'm just trying to say.
I hope so, too. Man, I don't know if I can turn back the clock.
I know, right?
I try, but we also went to the Museum of Modern Art, Rob. Have you ever been there?
No.
You know, I learned a lot when I was there.
I don't think I've been. I've been to a lot of the museums in New York. I don't know if I've been to modern art. I'm not sure, Chris. I'm going to say no.
I went to one in Spain when we went years ago, and I went to this one in New York City. I learned that I could be an artist.
Yeah, when you look at
modern art is anything.
When you look at some of the stuff there, you go,
"Oh my
really?
Gosh, anything!" They had one thing that it was three detergent boxes.
Wow.
I was like, really? I mean, anything was considered art there. It was great. It was a great experience. But still, I was just like, wow. We went to the one in Spain years ago. They had a big white canvas with a small black dot in the middle. And that was it.
That was it. That was the whole thing.
That was the piece.
Okay.
So, but it was fun.
What I would do was get a canvas, put a mouse in some paint, Chris, let the mouse walk around on it, and then that would be it. And then it can
that
hang it
up. That could be art.
Right.
It would qualify compared to some of the stuff we saw. But
man.
All right, let's introduce the iCouple crew. Iowa Sam is in for DJ Alex Teichert on the ones and the twos. We got super producer Rob G in the house running things. And on the updates, our man, Steve Disager. All right, Rob. There will not be a sweep. Remember I told you there's never been a team in the history of the NBA to sweep the conference finals and the finals. And that record will stand because last night the Miami Heat got a win in Denver, 111-108. And they now, at least theoretically, have control of the series because they have home court advantage. The next two games will be in Miami. And Denver, you know, they obviously they're a very good team, so they can win on the road. But they lost both of their games on the road against Phoenix, Rob. Or no, two of three, I should say. And then they lost one of two on the road against Minnesota.
But they also won both against the Lakers.
They won both against the Lakers, which was very impressive.
And that's in the most recent road trips.
Yes. So what do you think? Do we actually have a series now?
No, I'm not there. I think that, and I'll give Miami credit, they caught fire in the fourth quarter, made shots. You know the NBA is a make-or-miss league, Chris.
Never now.
Right. If you make shots, you can win games, and they turn down every down by 10 to start the fourth. And you know that. We talk about that. That's not a big lead now with the three and the way it's done.
I think it was eight.
Eight, I'm sorry. But they made shots. And you tip your cap. But I'm not convinced that, oh, my God, they got the magic formula and they're going to – they still might not win another game. It might be over in five. It could be over in six, as you said. Maybe Miami wins a game. But I'm still firmly behind Denver. I like what they do. Mike Malone is a good coach. He'll make the necessary adjustments, you know, that need to be made. And I expect Denver to come back and be ready for game three. I don't think that's a layup because it's going to be down in Miami.
No, I agree. Look, I still feel very solid with my pick of Denver in six.
Because you didn't pick them to sweep, right?
No,
expected they were going to lose a game or two, right?
I mean, you know how it is, Robin. These series, sometimes it's so easy to, react just to the last game. Whoever won the last game
always
is
feel
win
like
it all.
Right,
oh,
hell
it's
yeah.
over.
Just like when Denver won game one. Oh, it's going to be a sweep. No, it's not.
Exactly. Miami, look, I've said it before last week. I said it several times. They've got my respect. You have to beat Miami. They won't beat themselves and they won't go away. They were down 15, Rob. There were a few times when I thought the game was over. You know, when Denver started building a nice little lead and got up by double figures and they're rolling, I felt like, okay, they got them. And Miami came storming back. And you mentioned how hot they were. They shot better from the mid-range than game one, better from three. They shot 48% from three. And Miami, Rob, they are such a baffling situation because in the regular season, they were the fourth worst three-point shooting team in the league. And now in the postseason, Rob G, get on the mic, you said their postseason percentage this year from three is 39%. You said it's better than any of the four Warriors championship teams?
It's better than anyone during the Steph, KD, Klay championship run.
Okay, so the two teams.
The one in 2016 the Warriors were slightly ahead. But other than that, this...
And they lost that
one. This Miami Heat team shoots better than Steph, Clay, and KD.
I don't know how to explain. Now, they, you know, Duncan Robinson obviously is a good shooter, and he's gotten more time. But they're actually missing one of their best three-point shooters, really their best three-point shooter during the regular season, which was Tyler Hero. And so that's what happened last night, Rob. They shot the ball tremendously well. Denver hurt itself defensively. They had several mental breakdowns. Michael Porter Jr. just was lost. He had 5 points. He's shooting 3-for-17 from three this series. And, Rob, I think he is letting his problems on offense spill over to lack of effort on defense. And I think that was a problem last night. And give Miami credit, Rob. They went big. So they put Bam Adebayo on Jokic, which, you know, that's no different. But then Kevin Love starting, he was on Aaron Gordon. And what that took away was when Denver, remember the first game, Aaron Gordon was getting cross-matched against guards. And he was overpowering them. And so with Kevin Love there, that took that away for the most part. And then Jimmy Butler was able, instead of having to guard Aaron Gordon, he was able to guard Jamal Murray and kept him from getting loose. And so that was the formula that they used last night. Give them credit, but I'm with you. I think Denver will make the proper adjustments. Look, Mike Malone's where he wants to be, Rob. He has played the underdog. Nobody respects us. They think we're a bunch of chumps all year long. And he's had every reason to play it, right?
And Chris, rightfully so. Rightfully so. Nobody bought into him. Oh, they don't have an experience. Oh, they haven't won anything. Oh, they're the chicken nuggets. And if you're Mike Malone, you tell your team, go ahead. They don't believe in you. They don't think you're any good. You lost, and now they're all saying how this is, oh, they're going to be exposed, they're going to lose.
Yep.
Dude, this is what the Denver Nuggets have fed off of as people have disrespected them, downgraded them, Chris, all year.
Yep.
All year when they led the West, all year. So this should be no surprise.
And in many of the series,
yep,
people picking Phoenix. I picked Phoenix over them.
A lot of people
picking the Lakers. I picked the Lakers over them, you know. And this, Rob, after game one, as you said, a lot of people talking about sweep.
Right. That's just overreaction.
It was the first time, really, maybe in some of these guys' careers, that they've been praised roundly, widely. Everybody now, all of a sudden, from them being the team nobody believes in, now, all of a sudden, they're, you know, going to sweep through the finals
and be a juggernaut.
They're about
right.
to start
oh, yeah.
a dynasty.
Exactly.
Right? And that, look, they're human. They're not like Boston, which is scatterbrained, but they're human.
But all,
and
right.
that can get to you, right? And you don't even know you're relaxing, but you're relaxed.
And the other thing, Chris, is that, you know, nobody's perfect. You're not going to win every game.
Right. It's the NBA.
It's the NBA. Everybody's Come on, good. Man. These other teams are good. Yep. The Denver hadn't lost a home game all postseason. It happens. It just does. Like, the other team made their shots in the fourth quarter, and you lost. I mean, it can happen like that. We talk about it all the time. When Boston, Chris, in Game 7, remember we said if they come out and don't shoot the ball well, it don't matter being at home, you'll wind up losing if you don't make shots, and that can happen.
That's the thing about today's NBA that, look, I love the three-pointer, Rob. I think it has created more excitement because you're, like we said, you're pretty much never out of a game. I mean, you kind of got to be down by about 26 or points or more, you know, like in the third quarter to really be out of a game. It used to maybe be 12 or 14 or 15. And so that is great. But I do think, Rob, you don't want the league to essentially become who hit the most threes.
Right.
You know, like that is it, where you just hit the most threes and you're going to win. You want to keep away from that. And so, but did you have a problem with the last shot by Denver and not calling the timeout? Jamal Murray gets the three up over Jimmy Butler.
I mean, obviously, when you don't make it, you could second guess everything. Right. But if it's in the flow of the game and he feels good, you know what I mean? Sometimes, Chris, you don't want to stop the action. You don't want the defense to set up.
Well, especially that defense.
Am I right?
Because they've been playing great defense. I agree.
They don't want to stop it. Yeah, they got to look. It just didn't go down.
Yeah. I mean, Butler was on Jokic. And I don't know if that was because, you know, they were somewhat in transition. And so I don't know if that was purposeful or what, but because he was on Jokic, when Denver set the screen and roll, the high pick and roll for Murray, they ended up switching Butler onto Murray, which is not the shot, you know, the defender you wanted. They wanted Gabe Vincent on him, who was on him initially. And so they probably should have tried to run another screen. It looked like they started to and then didn't. Maybe they thought they were running out of time. But I'm with you. I thought it was a fine, you know, it was a good look. It was fairly close. Those are tough shots to make. And so even with the best look, you could have had it in the exact same way. So I did not have a problem with that. All right, let's throw it out to the listeners. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Rob says that Miami, are you saying may not or will not win another game?
I'm going to go on the record and say that they will not win another game.
All right. He's got them in five still. I got Denver in six. What say you? Is Miami about to make this thing a real series or maybe even win it all? Were you swayed by last night's game? It's Chris and Rob, the Odd Couple, 877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
It is the iCouple, Chris Broussard, Rob Parker, live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Is the Heat for real? And do we now have a very competitive series that the Heat have a chance of winning or not? Your thoughts.
All right, let's kick it off with Mark in Sacramento, Chris. Mark, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up?
What's going on, gentlemen? How are you guys today?
Doing good.
We are great, man. How are you?
Good. Doing good. I don't think it's over just because, number one, the Heat don't quit. They've shown that by getting through the two top seeds in the East, so I don't think they're going to quit. And I think Spoelstra is good enough to get them one more win in a close game. So but I just don't think they have enough firepower. They did a good job in taking away Murray. I think they made the right decision. You're not going to stop Joker. He's multi-skilled. But they slowed down Murray. So let him get his 40. Just don't let Murray get going with threes. And I think that's the key. They got to keep Murray out of the game. Because Joker's going to get his. You're not going to stop him. That's how
No doubt. I'm with you. Like I said, I picked Denver in six. It sounds like he's on that same wavelength. And that's our man Mark in Sacramento.
What's going on, gentlemen?
That's right. Will in Los Angeles, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Will?
Well, if it isn't Christopher Parker and Robert Broussard.
What's up,
homies?
How are you?
Yo, Rob.
Yes. All right, you got to turn your radio down. What are you doing?
Come on. Sorry, Will. Bye.
Will, what are you doing? You listen to the show long enough. Come on, man.
That's ridiculous. Come on.
Jerome in Charleston, South Carolina. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Jerome?
I just want to say, mommy scares the you-know-what out of me because Spoelstra's got him. He's crazy enough to try to convince them they can win this thing. And they're crazy enough to believe it. And the worst team to play is one that has nothing to lose. And all the pressure's on Denver. They got the advantage in the games at home. And what happens? Game two? So, hey, they scare me. They're starting to scare me now because I got history with Denver, and they're starting to scare me.
No, they don't quit. We joked about it last week. They're the Rocky Balboa of the NBA, and that's true. And you said it like Jimmy Butler said after the game. He was asked about their attitude, Rob, and their mental toughness. He said, "I think it's because we don't care. We don't give a darn."
I get that attitude, and you know what,
Rob? When you've been told, think about it. When you've been told you're not good enough, you stink, you can't play in this league long enough, at a certain point, right, you're going to be like, man, I don't care. Once you get there, you're like, I have nothing to lose. Nobody believes in me except myself, and I don't care what people say. And I think that's how the Heat think.
I get it, and that sounds all good. And if that was the case, Chris, and I'm just saying this, all underdogs would win because nobody doesn't think they're going to win, and they just – no, it's about talent too. So I hear the story. I understand what Miami's been able to do against some of these teams, Chris. But I still think talent wins out, and Denver has been in the same boat that nobody believes in them as well. Like, right. It's not like they might have been up 1-0 and they beat the Lakers and swept them or whatever, but there's a lot of naysayers when it came to the Nuggets all year long, and now all of a sudden, because they won game one, did they think, oh, yeah, we're set. We're done. This is over. I don't believe that.
As long as they don't make, like, again, last night they had a lot of different defensive errors and miscues. And if they just don't make those types of mistakes repeatedly,
right,
they have the talent to win.
That's what
we'll get to Quentin Richardson, former NBA veteran, in a few minutes.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, our next guest is a former NBA veteran, now a co-host of the Great Knuckleheads podcast. We welcome in Quentin Richardson. Q, what's up, man?
What's
welcome
happening?
To the Odd Couple.
What's good, fellas? Appreciate y'all having me.
No doubt.
Man, good to have you on. And as I said, you have transitioned to the media long ago, actually. A few years ago now, you and Darius Miles had this great podcast. Tell me how you feel now with your transition from being a player to the media and being in a position where you're critiquing players, some of whom you may have even played with or coaches and stuff like that. What's that been like for you?
It's been awesome for me, man. I always go about it in a respectful manner. I know, you know, sometimes it requires for me, like you said, to speak or speak on peers of mine or just the current players that, you know, are playing now. And I always go at it, man, with the thought of how I did when I played the game and how I would feel if, you know, it was former players calling and being analysts for the game toward the end, middle to the end of my career. And I know how I would have felt if guys, you know, handled addressing me or the way I played certain ways. So I always try to think about it like that. Even if I'm going to critique whether they play good, bad, or indifferent, I always think about them as a player and know how I was, and I try to be respectful of that.
Now, let me ask you this. I get the feel that, I'm not saying all, I never put a blanket on everybody, but today's players just don't want to be criticized. First, they criticize guys like me and Chris in the media, and we don't know anything because we didn't play in the league. And then they're mad at Charles Barkley and Kenny Smith when they criticize them. I mean, which one is it? You know, help me out.
I think I'm going to make a correction there. You said today's players don't like to be criticized. I don't think any players or anybody like to get criticized,
right,
to be real. That's just me being honest, but I mean, you know, that's just the way it is. I think the difference between today's guys and the guys from previous is that these guys have social media. They can clap back immediately. They can say whatever they want to say as soon as they see something said about them. So I think that's why we get that feeling that this generation doesn't like it more than the older generation. It's just that it was a different time. If somebody said something about us back in the day, we had to wait to the next day for it to be in the paper and this and that. Then we had to wait to go make our reply on the paper. Now, it's instant. Something happens, I could reply to you that same moment in the same minute as I see it. So it's like it's that instantaneous.
I get that part, but that I'm talking sense. About the pushback on even a Shaq or a Charles Barkley or like the idea. Because I understand that the how times have changed. But my point is they were saying we weren't qualified to criticize because we didn't play in the league. And then yet if a former NBA player has a podcast or says something, they still got a problem, is what I'm saying. I think
that's just part of it. I think you know there's some merit, and I think there's a collection of guys that do take criticism from the greats like Shaq and the different Charles and those guys differently than some others. But I think overall it's just that nobody wants to be talked about. And I think sometimes when you talk about a Shaq or a Charles doing it, some players may feel that's worse than the actual analyst or something, because they may feel like you are a great who I look up to, and that may hurt their feeling even more to hear that person talk to them. I personally wasn't that type. If it was a Shaq or, you know, an MJ or Magic or Zeke or somebody, I played for Isaiah, and, you know, I took all of that, what he was saying, because he was a great, and I respected it that much more. But I do see what you're saying, and some people don't take it that well.
Now, before we're going to get to the NBA Finals, but you played, as I said, you actually played for the Heat, but you also played for a few other teams, including the Knicks. And the Knicks, Q, they just have not been able to get it together. I mean, it's been 50 years since they won a championship. This year's team was okay. You know, they got to the second round. That's good for them. But they're still far away from a championship. Having played for them for a few years, did you see anything? I mean, the media is strong there. I think sometimes the team, the front office, the coaches, maybe more so the front office, reacts to the media, the tabloids, the back pages and all that. The fans obviously are hard on players. Is it something about that atmosphere, about playing in the Big Apple or something, that you feel like makes it tougher for them to really put together a championship-type team? Or do players, most players, not even want to go into that because they know it's a fishbowl?
I think it's a combination of all of that, man. I think first and foremost, New York is different than anywhere else. When you playing for the Knicks, you the center of the universe. When I first got there, we the worst team in the NBA, and we stayed sold out. We stayed back page. We stayed the show in the town. When people, celebrities come, we were the hot ticket no matter what, and we were bad. So for me, that lets you know that this is just what it is what comes with New York. And I think the things that will make them finally be able to get to that point, I think they're in a great place. I think, you know, the moves they made, I love them having Jalen Brunson, and his mentality is perfect for New York. I feel like they need players like that who aren't going to, you know, like kind of be afraid of what New York offers as far as like the fans, the media and everything, because I think they need the people, they need players to look at it the other way. Just as tough as it is in New York and how hard it is to win, how hard they are, look at the guys that have won. They are legendary. Right. And look at John Starks, somebody like that who hasn't even won a championship, but he went and really laid in the line for them guys. So they appreciate hard work. They appreciate toughness. And, I mean, obviously they're going to appreciate, a champion or a winner. But I feel like the team, the guys that finally step up and say that I'm not afraid to go to New York and I'm equipped and I'm built for this, that they will be able to be legends forever. If they go there and they do what they like. I mean, a guy like Carmelo Anthony, like he didn't even win a championship, but I guarantee you in New York, he's an icon because he wasn't afraid to go there and stand up to everything that comes with it.
Who did you pick before the series started?
I picked Miami Heat.
Really? Why'd you pick Miami?
I just feel like they got a collection of guys, and then the way that this group is made up, that they can get the job done. I feel like Denver has been, you know, severely disrespected throughout the playoffs as far as how talented and how good of a team they are. But at the same time, I think this Miami Heat team with Jimmy Butler leaving the way and the collection of guys that they have, and the way that those guys are built and the temperament they have. They the underdogs, man, and they've shown over and over again that you shouldn't count us out, that we can get it done. And I don't just feel confident because they just won a game, too. I just feel confident because I know the fabric and I know how that team works and how they're made and what type of guys they got to be.
Yeah, I feel like Milwaukee was more talented. Boston was more talented. I feel like Denver's more talented. But the Heat, man, I got to be honest, when you talk about the positive intangibles, the heart, the grit, the toughness, the execution, never quitting, whatever, you know, anything else you want to throw in there, they're one of the best teams in all of that stuff in recent memory. Exactly. What is it about? You played down there. What is it about? And I don't know if it was different when you were there, but Riley obviously was there. What is it about Heat culture that creates that, or is this simply those types of players that they have?
I mean, see, the Heat culture is what it's all about. When you think about that, they only bring in those type of players. If they get players in there and they're not those type, they get up out of there quickly. Like, this is what it's all about. I think when I got there, the first thing you find out is different than any other team. I played for four different teams in the NBA and heard about all of the other ones. And the one thing is, like, when you want to weasel out of something, you don't want to go to weight, or you don't want to go to your conditioning or whatever it is. It's always some way to cry or bump or moan or weasel out of it. In Miami, there is no getting out of it.
I don't care. They and like it's the best part about it is it's from top to bottom. Like the strength coach, he's not gonna argue back and forth with a player. The trainer's not gonna argue back and forth with somebody to be where they need to be. They're gonna tell you where you need to be, and if you don't be there, you're gonna have a pink slip, a little sticky note on your back, on your back when you get there. Go see Pat. The trainer ain't gonna talk to you. The strength coach ain't gonna talk. You're gonna go straight to the top and go talk to the Godfather in the glass office with the lights off, and he's got the only light sitting on him, and it's gonna be intimidating. So when you gotta deal with that, it's no talking to this guy. I'm making a deal. It's straight from the top. This is what it is. If you want to get out, go talk to him. So, like, it's not like that in a lot of places. And Pat, when I say he the godfather, bro. He knows everything that goes on in South Beach. He's been there long enough. He's played his dudes. He knows who to talk to, and everybody knows who to tell him. So he's the man there. Anything you are not supposed to be doing, he can pull your receipt from it.
And if they don't win, will it be because of talent, or will it be because of something else? They're having enough talent. Will that
now
be
you
the reason?
Agree with that Denver's more talented?
Right.
You...
Would it be because just Denver's more talented than Miami?
In my eyes, I think if Denver wins, it just means they were better this year. They were better than those four guys. I think, obviously, going into the series, if you look at each team, man for man, Denver has the more talent. But
right.
For me, this is what heat culture is about. They supersede that because they get more out of the talent that they have. They're able to squeeze every ounce of it out of them, and then they'll still be willing to run through a wall and do more because of the way.
All right. That is our man, Quentin Richardson. Great stuff, Q. And check him out on
Thank
the
you.
Knuckleheads podcast with Darius Miles. Great stuff, man. Keep up the great work.
Appreciate you guys. Anytime.
Yep.
All right, bro. Peace. Shekel City is next. And a little bit of football. It's the iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite in powerful conversations. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross. I want you all to join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. In every episode, we gather a seasoned elder.
But even with a child, there's no such thing as the wrong thing if you love them.
Myself, as the middle generation, I don't feel like I have to get married at this big age in life, but it is a desire I have and something that I've navigated in dating. And a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations.
I'm very jealous of your generation that didn't have to deal with Instagram and Tinder.
This is Across Generations, where Black women's voices unite, and together, you know how we do, we create magic. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
Right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shekel City.
Welcome to Shekel City, the home base for Rob Parker's daily picks against the spread.
All right, Chris, a little Shekel City for this Magic City Monday. Let's start with my best bet. I'm going to take the Padres minus 1.5 runs, Chris, hosting the Cubs in San Diego. I got the Rangers minus 1.5 runs. They host St. Louis. And the Brewers and Reds in Cincinnati, I'm taking the under in the run total, 7.5 runs. Again, Padres minus 1.5 runs, hosting the Cubs. The Rangers, first place Rangers, Chris, Marcus Semien, their second baseman, a 23-game hitting streak.
Wow.
23 games.
That's Do you think we'll ever see DiMaggio's mark?
No, 56.
Broken? You don't think so?
That's so hard.
What was the closest? Was it Pete Rose?
Pete Rose had 40-something, right?
44, I think.
Yeah, Chris.
He was 44.
56 with all the specialty pitchers and all that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's hard. Guys used to pitch complete games and
pitch longer in the game.
Your stuff isn't as good. You know what
right.
I mean?
And I know what you got now. You
exactly.
Know, you
exactly. And yeah. I'm taking Brewers and Reds under 7.5 for the run total. Remember, I'm not telling you who to bet on. I'm telling you who I bet on.
All right. Rob, there is a story that if Dalvin Cook gets cut by the Vikings, which would be for financial reasons, Miami might pick him up. And Dalvin Cook can still ball. I mean, he's only 27. I think it's his sixth year in the league. Well, he's played 6 years in the league. Like, if does it feel like Dalvin Cook's older than that? Because he's been really good for a long time. Like
yeah, he has name a
I
lot.
I really like him. Yeah, he's a good back.
Yeah, and he does have a history, Chris, of getting injured. I don't know what the numbers are, but he hasn't played too many full seasons.
Right, last year was the first time he played 17 games or, you know, a full season. He doesn't miss a, you know, he's played 13, 14, 14, 11. So he's not missing like a full season. But to your point, he's missing some critical games. There's no doubt about that. But the talk is Miami might pick him up. And Miami is stacked. And they're stacking their skill positions. Baltimore, of course, added OBJ. They drafted Zay Flowers, the burner out of Boston College. The Jets, of course, Aaron Rodgers, but they've added Mecole Hardman and some other receivers. And it feels like, Rob, Buffalo even added Latavius Murray, which, you know, I'm not saying he's a Hall of Famer, but he's a good short yardage back that should take some of that short yardage pressure off of Josh Allen. It feels like everybody is loading up as best they can, Rob, in the AFC. Except the Chiefs. The Chiefs lost Tyreek Hill last year. No problem. We won a Super Bowl. This year, they brought in Juju Smith-Schuster, who was good. He was probably, I mean, obviously Travis Kelce is their number one receiver. But as far as actual wide receivers go, it probably was Juju. And he's gone now. Mecole Hardman, as I said, he left. He's with the Jets. They're going to have these young boys, Sky Moore, Kadarius Toney, who came over for the Giants in a trade. If he can stay healthy, he's definitely legit. But what do you think of that? I mean, obviously the Chiefs are the king. But they are like, look, you know how I feel about Patrick Mahomes. That dude is awesome. And it looks like they have the approach, look, we got Kelce, and we want some good receivers, but we don't necessarily need the all-world receiver unless they think Sky Moore or Toney can turn into that.
I just don't know their financial situation. Is it that or is it money? You know what I mean? Because I don't believe, even with that, even with Patrick Mahomes, if you can upgrade any position, why wouldn't you?
We tend to think, and we've heard from Andrew Brandt, that you can move money around. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which is one reason that Mahomes actually took, we've talked about it, less than he could have got, because he's expecting them to use that money.
Right,
or even the nature of his contract allows, you know, for money to be moved around.
To me, Hopkins, okay, he's available.
Right.
Why wouldn't you want him if you're Kansas City?
They certainly haven't gone all out to get him. I don't think they're that interested. I agree with you.
Right? I mean, if you're getting a receiver and Hopkins, if you're Hopkins, Chris, the chance to play with Mahomes, right? An all-time great.
Right.
And a chance to win. Like you could play there for 1 year, win, and then go up your value and go somewhere else and get a contract. He's not
right.
His career's not over, is it? Am I missing something?
No. I mean, he's going to get picked up, but I don't think anybody's going to break the bank for him.
But it could be a reestablished year. You know what I mean? Like, you reestablish. I'm not saying he's going to get a big-time gazillion dollars. You saw what OBJ had to
do, I'll tell you
right?
what, Rob.
I mean,
he's
got a one-year deal.
If I was Baltimore, and look, all due respect to OBJ, I'd rather have D-Hop. Would you? I mean,
too late now, but I
right.
See,
I mean, they gave all that money to OBJ. Because of OBJ's injury history and age. All right, it's the iCouple. Keep it locked. 2 hours left.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart for a year, and what a year it has been. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Make Woke AF Daily your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last season on the Choosing Sides F1 podcast, we established unequivocally that F1 is the pinnacle of motorsports.
We did, but honestly, I was left with more questions than answers, Tony.
I'm Tony Karen Brown, a tech, culture, and F1 commentator.
And I'm Michael Costa, comedian from The Daily Show.
Join us for Season 2 of Choosing Sides F1.
Our F1 102, if you will.
And get all of the answers.
All of them? Listen to Choosing Sides F1 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts,
or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Across Generations, where the voices of Black women unite. I'm your host, Tiffany Cross.
Tiffany Cross.
Join me and be a part of sisterhood, friendship, wisdom, and laughter. We gather a seasoned elder, myself as the middle generation, and a vibrant young soul for engaging intergenerational conversations. Prepare to engage or hear perspectives that literally no one else has had. Listen to Across Generations podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Julian Edelman from Games with Names, and we're on a search to find the greatest games of all time with the players and coaches who lived in them. Ever wonder what a locker room feels like at a halftime of a Super Bowl? Or what about the after parties? We're going to dive deep into the most iconic games with the most iconic people. New episodes dropping weekly. Listen to Games with Names on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.